This is the audio version of a blog post entitled Meditative Walking the Dog at Night. Like many others, I take my dog for a walk every night. It's more for my good than his. The short walk outside, around the estate where I live, is an opportunity for me to empty my mind and prepare for sleep. The dog loves it. Almost 3 years ago in Norfolk, Christian Payne, an Englishman known as Documentally, got ready to take his dog out for a walk. For some reason, he recorded what he was doing and shared it with others via Audioboo. This is that 103 seconds recording. It's called Don't Eat the iPhone.
Well, it's that time of the day again, the one of three times when I have to take the dog out for a walk. And occasionally she gets very vocal. Occasionally she gets a bit excited. Now calm down, I'm just putting my boots on just in case we go deep into the countryside. All right, calm down. Don't eat the iPhone, okay? Don't eat the iPhone.
Sorry, calm down. Get down.
Sit. That's right, good girl. Right, so it's quite often like this, and then occasionally she will try and tell me to open the door, and it does sound sometimes like she's speaking. Either way, once we get into that field, she runs like the wind and is no trouble at all. Isn't that right? Gordon Bennett. Dogs, they are really hard work. Three walks a day. Miles. You'd think I'd be slimmer, but luckily I sit at the computer for hours and hours and hours. You're such a nutcase.
Over 2 years ago in Darmstadt, Hesse in Germany, in a forest close to his house, Ironfinger walked his dog and recorded this 59 seconds entitled Walking the Dog.
Hi, this is Axel Ridge of the Bantam Maine. Guess what I'm doing at the moment? Yes, I'm walking the dog. Yes, I'm in a forest pretty close to my house, and it's very hot outside, much too hot for me, to be honest. And here. And as I've told in some blogs before, our new family member, my dog Shara, she's at my home for 3 weeks now. She's very shy, and she's from animal shelter from Tenerife in Spain, and I'll do my very best to take off her fear and all the bad experience she had before in her life. So have a great Sunday, and hope to hear and see and whatever you soon. Bye.
Shortly afterwards, in Quebec City in Canada, B.W. Cowie recorded and shared 23 seconds.
Well, just out walking the dog again for the 15th time today, feels like. Always walking this goofy guy. He got a black lab, and this guy loves to walk. Take him for a 2 mile walk, comes home and sleeps for 10 minutes, and he's gets his leash and he's ready to go again. Except that I'm never ready to go, which is always the same way. Bye.
These were the first three dog walking audio boos ever recorded and shared. Thus began a new genre. I suspect none of the three ever listened to recordings made by the others. It was as if the time had come for sharing what it's like to be walking the dog. The first woman to make an audio boo while walking her dog was Gilly Bobs. she shared 43 seconds, including a very faint cacophony of birdsong.
Good morning. It's really morning. It's like 7:30. I'm out and about walking the dog. And I just wanted to see if I could kind of show you what I can hear. Hang on. I hope you could hear that. Maybe not, but it's a cacophony of birdsong. Absolutely beautiful. Nice and sunny. Of course it's England, so it's not hot. And it is only April. But it's still lovely. Walking the dog. Lovely start to the day. Morning.
The first American was from Midvale, Utah. Don Livingston. He recorded 156 seconds on the 22nd of March 2010, called Walking the Dog Boo.
Good morning, Audio Boo listeners. This is Don Livingston, recording on my Audio Boo iPhone app on the morning of 22nd of March 2010. I'm just out walking my dog, Sasha, and I thought I'd take a moment to record a few thoughts for whoever might be listening. Weekend wasn't nearly as productive as I'd hoped it would be. Spent most of Saturday outside getting sunburned while waiting to get in to the open rehearsal, or open casting call, rather, for The Biggest Loser down here in Salt Lake City. Got into the open casting call, didn't get an immediate call back, but they did stress making a video to send in, and I don't know, I think I might do that. I've got a lot of weight to lose, and it's something that I would really like to do if I could get in. In further news, Saturday night I had a date with Alicia. We went out to the Mormon Tabernacle Symphony Orchestra, and they had an evening of Russian music, which is mostly Tchaikovsky, which was very nice to hear. The second half was Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, which is really quite beautiful. And afterwards, Alicia and I went out to dinner. It was called the Asian Star, which was, it was nice. It wasn't spectacular, but it was nice. And that's about all there is right now. As I said, I'm out walking Sasha, enjoying the very beautiful spring morning. Slightly overcast, but it's nice temperature. That's about all there is for me today. So, for all you listening, you have a wonderful day. And talk to you again some other time. This is Don Livingston signing off.
During those early days, 10 Walking the Dog boos were made by 9 people. Documentally made 2 of them. 9 people from 4 countries. The following year, 31 were made by booers from 6 countries. England, there were 3 of them, Denmark, 1, Scotland, 1, Canada, 1, Netherlands, 1, and Ireland, 24. Since February 2011, 46 boos have been made from 4 countries. England made 5, Netherlands, 1, Germany, 1, Ireland, 39. Now, my, Paul O'Mahony's, first Walking the Dog audio boo was entitled Walking the Dog on a Sunday Afternoon in Glanmire, Cork. Hashtag O'Mahony Pop. It's 475 seconds. It's been listened to 690 times. And this is what a little bit of it sounds like at the beginning.
Welcome to a walk with the dog. I'm out walking around the estate where I live with a little short-legged, fluffy thing called a Cotton de Tulier, a little puppy of about 16 weeks old, and I'm taking it for a walk. I must say that if I didn't have a dog, I wouldn't be actually out walking right now. I'd probably be writing something or doing some work at home. Hi. There's one of my neighbours. Hello.
Hiya.
Nice to see you. Are you off to work?
No, I'm off.
So that's it. Yeah, he's off one of my neighbours there. But I don't suppose I'd be out walking if it wasn't for the dog. So that's one great benefit of having a dog. He'll take you out. And this morning I had to get up very early with this to take this dog out. I got a taxi across the city in Cork and took him to puppy socialisation classes. And I learned a few things there. I learned a few things I have to do. And let me just tell you some key points that I was given this morning that I have to do. I have to introduce the dog, number one, to more people. The dog is a little bit nervous of people, so I have to get him over that at as early a stage as possible. So I'm actually hoping that I'm going to run into one of my neighbours who will say, oh, do you want to come into the house and have a cup of tea? And I'll say, oh, yeah, but can I bring the dog? Because apparently the more people that the dog gets used to, the better. So that's it. Puppy socialization woman said, number two, I have to take the dog to the vet and sit in the vet with the dog, even though our dog doesn't need any treatment. In other words, the dog has to get used to going to the vet and not associate it with being a place that you go to when things go wrong. I thought this was a very clever idea, which I certainly didn't have myself, that you take the dog to the vet when the dog doesn't have to go to the vet. On top of that, she encouraged me to mess with the dog's ears, play with them, given that the dog, if there is something wrong with the dog, one of the things the vet will want to do is examine its ears, and the more comfortable the dog is with having its ears examined, the better.
I stopped there because I thought it would be excessive to give you the whole lot of that audio. My personality is prone to excess. I have passions, obsessions, grand, even grandiose projects. This is me. My work on myself is the job of curbing a tendency to generate too many attractive ideas and ambitions. I use the evening walks with Rocky, that's the dog's name, a Cotton de Tulier, to relax, to empty my mind as best I can. For me, these walks are a form of meditation, a peculiar meditation I sometimes share on audio. The walk helps me get off to sleep without dwelling on the events of the day which has been. But is it ridiculous, risky, or a worthwhile thing that I've made 88 walking the dog boos? You can find them all here. And that's the end of the blog post. I will read you the one comment that I have received so far in relation to this blog post. And it comes from Christian Payne, documentally himself. And I'd like to thank him for being good enough for sending this in. But his comment is, great little collection here. I'm sure I've a few more I haven't tagged. In fact, since Audioboo made tags go to your tweets, I have tagged much less. So there it is. That's the genre, and that's the blog post. And thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.